Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, Surah Yasin lima quri'at lah. Surah Yasin is to be recited for anything you have. You have a problem, read it. You are sick, read it. You are out of a job, read it. You have anything, problem, go ahead, read it, and then plead your case to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to solve your problem. And also Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Surah Yasin is qalb al-Quran, is the heart of the Quran. The other thing Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, Surah Yasin is to be recited for those who are in the process of death. Instead of life support, go read Surah Yasin. We had two cases in Los Angeles. We read Surah Yasin so many times to one. He was pronounced dead, and there is no hope for him to recover. Come and see him now. He's stronger than us. We read so much Surah Yasin for him, and the doctor said there is no hope in recovering him because heart problem and then bypass and whatnot. And they said he is useless. But mashallah, he's now recovered and he's stronger than many of normal people. The other brother, he had bypass, and then we read Surah Yasin so many times, and Allah soothed him and took him away to him rather than to keep him on any life support or anything like that. So it's good to read Surah Yasin. We tell this to the Americans in order that they can really sympathize rather than otherwise. I'm glad that at least she started reading Surah Yasin, and it will help, inshallah. Now, we resume our meeting and our things. The first thing we have to talk about in the family counseling is tip for the husbands. And then, on that document, the folder that you have, please, you have to open the folder because we are going to page 47. And then we'll go to the criticisms of the wives. But now we'll go only for the tips for the husbands. Although there are tips for wives, I'm not going to read them because there is no time. I read only tips advising the husbands. And that's very important for all of us. So I'm not biased, I'm not prejudiced, you see. I'm not biased, I'm not prejudiced, but we all should hear what might be a good advice to all of us. I hope you open your notebook, page 47. Remember that the girl you are going to marry is your own wife. Number two, a wife means your partner. In everything, she is your... No, she is not your employee. And she is not your servant, and she is not your slave. She is your other half, 50-50. It could be 51-49. It could be 60-40. It could be any ratio and proportion, but you are complementary to each other. Number three, a wife means your sweetheart and darling. As we said, habibati, muhjata qalbi, and whatever Urdu words you want to use, please tell your husband to call you from now on my sweetheart in English, my habibati in Arabic, muhjata qalbi, much more than that. And there is no harm because people feel shy. Shy to say to your wife, habibati. It is haram to say to any girl in the world, or any lady in the habibati. No. My respected sisters, yes. We respect each other as brothers and sisters, but your wife has to hear all these things. Without a wife, you are nothing. Don't tell me, no, I am something. No. Allah made sure that you are half and she is half. Hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, An-nisa'u shaqa'iqu rijal. A woman is half of the husband. Your husband are not complete. You are sliced into half. Your wife is the other half. Your half is for you, sent to you from Allah as a gift. So by appreciating the gift, I hope you appreciate Allah. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us, Man la yashkur linnas, la yashkur lillah. Whoever is not grateful to people, he is not grateful to Allah. So by being grateful to your wife, means you are appreciating Allah. You should remember that your wife is the mother of your future children, and your wife is still the daughter of her mother and father. This means that you have to honor her parents as well as her brothers and sisters. You are also to honor her relatives as well. And don't tell her, you are for me, you have nothing to do with your family. Now you became my property. Come on, who said? She is not a property. Eight, you are to respect her parents as much as you respect your own parents. And don't tell me, no, I hate her parents because he is, or her mother is. Who told you to marry that girl? You have to marry that girl. You have to accept her parents as they are. They are bad. You have no right. Who told you to marry a girl from a bad family? Oh, wallah, I fell in love with her. Oh, love is not the only issue. It's family, establishment of a family. 9. You have to recognize that no matter how much your wife loves you, she still is not going to love you as much as she loves her mother, father, brother, and sister. And that is the crisis that happened in the in-laws. I don't want you to talk to your brother or sister or mother, father. He has no right to tell you that. Huh? Husband, you have no right to tell her, even if you hate her relatives, you have no right to tell her, don't talk to them. It's on the contrary, give them gifts through her or through you directly to break the ice with them. Remember, number 10, the more you give your wife of your money, your property, and other accessories, the more she feels attached to you, and the more she will protect you and your property. The reverse is true. If you hide, she steals from you without knowing. And I know a good number of cases. There were later years, the husband found so many thousands of dollars have been hidden in the house, in the cabinet, and without his knowledge, because he is not generous to him. Number 11, we have to recognize, we men, that women have more in them the following qualities. They have more love, affection, sympathy, concern, sacrifice, endurance, patience, and many more than us. And don't feel bad about it, we brother. You might be an exception among those who have those things, but usually women have more in them than we. And I can take one by one and demonstrate it in reality how much they sacrifice more than us, how much they love with all the things that they receive from conception, conceiving, and pregnancy, delivery, baby, raising, all this, till the kids become grown up. They sacrifice more than us. We cannot even sacrifice at 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock when a baby cries. We leave it for the wife to take care of it. Leave me alone. Number 12, the life of a husband and wife is a life of consultation, sure. No one is the boss. The true boss is Allah. And many of us men have to recognize this. 13, since many men die before women, you have to try your best to secure the future of your wife and your children in one way or the other. Train your wife to handle herself in your absence and after your death. Secure the future of your family financially, morally, socially, culturally, spiritually. Otherwise, they will be lost in the society and they will be a burden on the society, on the Muslim society. Let alone, they will not even make a special dua for you when you are in the grave. Number 16, try to help your wife inside the house activities. She will feel happy and she will appreciate you more and more. Helping your wife at home will bring you together closer and closer. You will appreciate each other more and you will increase your love to each other as well as respect. Dr. Akhtar last night was in the kitchen cooking and preparing the food for everybody with his wife. God bless you. And that is a good example what we want from every husband, not only when we have guests, even when we have no guests. We do it regularly, inshallah. 17, if you find that your wife did not take care of the house properly, do not criticize and do not blame her. Take the initiative yourself and fix it in a friendly and polite way. Blaming her will create hate, animosity, lack of respect, and this leads to separation and finally divorce. Even if she is not a professional career woman, huh? You go and help her. If she is career woman, your career, so who's going to fix the house? Both of you. Or bring a custodian or a servant to do it for you. But it costs money, so what? You want peace and happiness. You have no right at all to abuse your wife physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, or even verbally. Shh. Shut up. Don't raise your voice on me. You hurt her feeling. Just to say, shh. You are hurting. You think she is not a human being? Suppose somebody comes to you, Brother Mujib, and tell you, shh, now, in front of public. Don't you feel insulted? Not my wife, me. How long we know each other? Maybe, I don't know how many years. 32 years, you see, from New York when he was living in single with all the other boys, young boys in the apartments on the top. Yeah, you still remember? He gave us hospitality, food, and we slept all together there. Yeah. But even now, if I say, hush, why you are? You say, he, this crazy Ahmed that we know each other 36 years, deep in, he may not tell me publicly, but deep in his heart, he's going to feel insulted. So please, let's not insult each other, and especially women are easily to be insulted. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, rifqan bil qawarir. Be gentle with the plural of qarura. What is qarura? A glass cup. They are like a glass cups. If you hurt it and crack it, there is no way that you will mold it or fix it. And if there is a scratch on the glass, is there a way of fixing it? It will stay scratched. Means her heart is being scratched forever. So don't raise your voice against her emotionally. Deep in her heart, she will still remember it for 100 years from now that you insulted me in public. Why? That's a human nature of woman. And therefore, I'm demanding from the husband how they should be kind and gentle to their wives, mainly, and to any woman anywhere in the world, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslim. Now, the number 19, never ever talk to your friends about your personal life inside your house, even if you are to go to a counselor. You go to a counselor, you tell all the nitty-gritty, or you wash your dirt, and everybody knows about it. You think that the counselor is not going to share it? God forbid. You are a counselor, you tell your husband, what should I do? So he knew it. He did not know much. He will go and then talk to anybody and say, is it true? What should we do? So the whole community now knows about the detail, and then you end up. I say, please do not wash your dirt when you come to me. Tell me all the nitty-gritty of every day what happened. Tell me what's the climax of the problem, and let us sit together how we solve it. Do you want to solve it, or you want to tell me the stories? The story after story will take 1 year. There is no way. Tell me how we can solve it. You have this alternative or this or that. Kill her, kill her. You go to hell. Divorce, divorce. Finish. You want to hash out? Let's see how we hash out. There are rules and regulations. You tell me what you want, she tell me what you want. I tell you, no, this is not right. I tell him, no, this is not right. The right way is the following. You don't like to follow, follow. You don't want to follow, get out of here. But you have to tell them. Right, that you pledge, you follow. If you don't follow, curse of Allah falls upon you. Number 20, your relationship with your wife is to be kept between you and herself. It is not the property of any person. Let her know that you trust her, then she will not hide anything from you. Never ever spy on her. You have to let her know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees, knows, and records everything for you and for her. Nothing can be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And unfortunately, I have so many cases of spying on each other. Taping. He goes out and then he put the tape recorder somewhere hidden. Mother-in-law put the tape recorder under the bedroom of their bed. She wants to know what goes on between her son and her daughter-in-law in their marital relationship, in their living bed. Is it halal? The worst thing, wallah. You know, even if, you know what hadith says? If you are talking to each other, I want to hear what you are talking while you are talking privately. In the day of judgment, Allah is going to pour in my ear liquid iron. You know what is liquid iron? Means boiling. In my ears, because I listened to them when they did not know that I'm listening to them. How about spying? So please refrain from spying against each other, and especially husband to his wife or wife to husband. Even if you suspect, you have no right to go and then investigate with spying. You have to be honest and be friendly. And honest to God, cheating comes because lack of trust. Let's be realistic. If I don't trust my wife when I'm here, she is there. Means because I did so many things to her, so she wait for me to be out to do whatever I prohibited her to. Otherwise, she will never go. And all of us should have that feeling. Now, Number 23, she will never look up to you as a role model until you demonstrate that by action. The least of all is by being her imam in your daily salat and try to pray in jama'ah as much as possible. Without raising your hands, how many of you, husband, pray with your family once a day? I said, don't raise your hand. I said, how many of us as husband will wake up their wives and their children, telling them, let's go and then pray at least once a day, either Isha or Fajr, because in the daytime you are working. If not, and don't feel bad about it, I'm not creating fitna, you sisters, you have no right to listen to him if he is not going to be your imam in the salat. When you are in the salat imam, you are instructing them to follow you up and down. Then you follow him because he is obedient to Allah. If he doesn't pray, not only he doesn't pray with you, if he doesn't pray, why should you obey him? He doesn't obey Allah, so you have no right to obey him, and don't feel bad about it. As I said, I'm not creating fitna. I'm trying to reestablish that we men have to be a role model to our wives. And one of them is to be a role model in salat. When we are in salat, role model for them, they'll follow us in the rest of their life, inshallah. Now, number 24, try to recite Quran daily. You read, she listens. She reads, you listen. Without asking you to raise your hand, how many of you read Quran in the morning? Don't raise your hand. How many of you, husband, wife, sit together and read Quran in the morning? Both of you. You read, she listens. She reads, you listen. You want me to read and listen? I said, wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demanded that we should read Quran in the morning. You tell me, no, my business is more important. Go. Hell is easier than paradise. You want paradise, you have to sacrifice. Oh, I have children, I have a clinic, I have this, I have that. Who told you to make the clinic at 7 o'clock? Make it at 9 o'clock. No, I will lose money. Oh, lose money. You lose paradise. So kindly think it over seriously that you should try your best. Now, as I said yesterday, those who are in the monthly period, you can read Quran, you can touch the Quran, you can do anything as long as your hands are clean. We have hygiene here. In the old country, there was no hygiene. Therefore, fuqaha said at that time, because of no hygiene. Which number are we now? Number 25, try to surprise your wife with gifts and even to her parents. You love her, you have to love her parents. How in the world she's going to give you love if you do not demonstrate your respect and love to her parents? The more you respect her family, the more wallah she'll give you. She will say, mashallah, my husband, I'm proud of him because he loves my father, my mother, my brother, my sister. Invite her parents as much as possible and serve them with respect. If you have children from her, try to be the best to help her in feeding and cleaning them. Moreover, try to play with them and act as a babysitter for them. It's not easy. Is it easy? Mujib, you are the only old friend of mine. I have to count on you now. I have to use your name. And I told anyone who sit in the front, I have to catch him. Yesterday I was catching her without knowing who she is. I said, who told you to be here? Last, the only way to have a wife to meet your hopes and aspiration is to make a special salat called Salat al-Hajjah after midnight. And you are to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and request him while you are in a state of humbleness, as we said last night, that the type of wife you need her to be, it is he and he only who will secure a good wife for you. Now, let's go and have... I'm not going to talk about tips of the husbands. You read them yourself. To the wives, I mean. You read them yourself. Let's go and see the second one, which is the...